views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
AM, the Internet, and beyond. Keeping you informed every step of the way. Don't be left behind. You are listening to the Go Andrew News Talk Show.
It is Tuesday, August 12th, 2014, number 92 since being in the YNTS studio, currently airing on Itcher Radio, Route 1 Radio, Best After Dark, Transformation Talk Radio, WBOQ AM 1230, and audio graded. If you listen to us on replay, thank you very much. W4CY Radio, K4HD Radio, and 24/7 on iHeartRadio. More info, housing from anywhere, www.yoandrewnts.com. Toll free number 855-712-YNTS. Tweet me at Andrew Trigio and email me, spell it right, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. Last time I heard, it was Tuesday night, and I am back on the air with you. Hope everyone's doing good. Everyone's coming back from vacation, going on vacation. I can't get over that. I cannot get over that. How everyone I know is going on some type of vacation. 2 days, 3 days, 7 days, a road trip, a cruise, going into another state, into an amusement park, like Six Flags, or Sesame Place. That's somewhere I would not mind going back to. I wouldn't mind. I haven't been there in years, and it probably would be weird, considering I'm a little bit taller since the last time I've been there. But I would not mind going to Big Bird and being like, yo, what's going on? You want to go have some lunch? I don't know what you eat. Do you eat cheeseburgers? That's what I would do. I would negotiate with the Big Bird. And why do I bring up Big Bird anyway? Now, before I get into that, my phone screener, Howard Forrest, voiceover personality, Moon Summer, spectator, as always, Teddy Giordano, my father, and, of course, myself, Andrew Giordano, welcome to the program. I'm Yo Andrew. Why do I bring up Big Bird? Why would I go to Big Bird before anybody? I go into Sesame Place, I can probably go anywhere I want. I can go to this ride, I can go to this character, but I choose to go to Big Bird. What do I go to Big Bird for? Because Big Bird is the face of Sesame Street. What do I mean by the face? I mean, Sesame Street is a product. It's a children's educational program on public television. And when you see Sesame Street, when you think of Sesame Street, you think of Big Bird. Because Big Bird represents the whole company. Big Bird is a spokesperson. Big Bird is the face on the logo. Big Bird is the one that attracts new and older fans in. I'm 24, and I still want to go Sesame Street and meet Big Bird. Why? Because he's put such a huge influence in my childhood. Why? Because he's the face of the company. He's the face of the program. He brings money. He brings revenue. Where am I going with this? Nintendo, that we're going to be speaking about this hour, and we don't talk about gaming much on this program, but I'm glad we are. Nintendo is having that problem. And if you saw the end of July, we saw the Nintendo Wii U sales disappointing. We did see their video game Mario Kart 8 do very well. And when you see experts, analysis, video gamers, see Nintendo slumping, see them introducing a console that's not doing as well as expected, the first thing you're going to say is this. What does Nintendo have to do to get back on top? Nintendo is not doing as bad as many people think, but if they keep going on this path, it's going to be a lot of problems. Some of the problems we are seeing currently, many might say the video game console, many might say the video games are giving out, many might say that they're not entering the markets that are booming and that consumers are attracted to. And that's what? That's the mobile market, the smartphones, the tablets. Angry Birds came in and took over the world. It's that simple. They came in, they took over the whole world. Here's a video game that is addicting, cheap, and you can take it anywhere. And you don't need just Wi-Fi. We could connect you to a network of some sort. And every tower you jump to, it's okay. Because you'll always be connected. You always get the latest update. How's that? How's that for you? Okay, that sounds good to me. Thanks. See what they did? See how amazing that is? Funny, right? Let's go back to the face of the company, though. Because when you look at the face of the company, I think that creates a huge attribute to what a company needs to do. The face of the company is going to bring money, it's going to bring consumers and revenue and stockholders and all that great stuff. It is. So I want to create an image for you. What happens if I got a letter in the studio? I got a letter, opened it up, and it told me Nintendo wants to hear from its brightest thinkers and its pastime gamers. And that's me. I played Nintendo when I was a kid. Go on. I want you to sit with the founder of Nintendo. The founder. I want you to sit with them. And I want you and the founder to speak about what Nintendo needs to do. But at the end of the conversation, I want him to walk out with one idea. And why should he do it? So that's the scenario I'm creating. So here I am now. Okay, I'm sitting with the founder of Nintendo. I say hi to him. How you doing? He'll say, how you doing? Do you want anything to drink? I'll say, a glass of water. Thanks. He'll put his chair back, he'll look at me straight in the face, and he'll say, yo, Andrew, I can't believe he knows my show. Thank you for being such a kind listener. Andrew, what should we do to bring our consumers back? And I say to the founder, of course you have to remodel. Of course, that's what every company does. You can't accept money from anyone. You need to remodel. You need to change your executive. You need to bring more younger minds in. And you really need to take a lot more surveys to see what they want. Don't worry about your competitors at the moment. Worry about you and your company. Because if you don't worry about yourself, you're going to end up falling down with many of the companies we've seen who did not do that. And I can name a few of them off the bat. But I don't want to do that. But one thing you have to do, and I want you to take this with you, is you need to create a brand new face. Now, who is the face of Nintendo? Mario. Super Mario. He's the face of Nintendo. Every logo. Mario's jumping. Every video game. Mario is there. And what is Mario doing? Attracting every consumer. If it's adventure, if it's racing, if it's sporting, if it's cleaning, believe it or not. If it's being an astronaut flying through space, while the system might be falling and the name might be fading away by many minds, Super Mario is always there. And he still creates a good chunk. I said it already. Mario Kart 8, the new racing game for Nintendo, with Mario included and his friends, has done very well. Now, why do you think Nintendo's not giving up on them? Not giving up on him? Because he still makes money. But if you notice, many of the consumers who, yeah, we enjoy Mario, we like Mario, We enjoy Pikachu, another, you know, sub-face of the company. We like Zelda. We like Kirby. We like Pikachu. We like all these guys. But the problem is, many who enjoy it are not thinking it's worth it. We like Mario. We like your game. But we don't think it's worth me paying $400 to play. We don't think we will be attracted to this character for another several months the way we used to be in the past. So I'll be sitting with lunch with the founder, and I would say to him, you gotta change the face. The face is a very important aspect in a company, because this is the face that's not just gonna bring you income, it's not just gonna bring you old and new customers or stockholders or investors or whatever you want to call them. What the face is going to do is attract a niche. Attract that one thing that I have to buy this console just because I want to play this game. People buy tablets, people buy smartphones because of the many games they have to offer. You can only play this game on this particular console, so you're going to go and you're going to buy it. Super Mario is getting old. The guy's been going strong since 84. It's time for a change. I think even Super Mario knows that fact. You need to create a brand new character. A character who does something that every consumer, every video gamer will have no choice. Have to go out, buy your system. And they'll play your system month after month after month. And they'll tell their friends, and they'll tell their friends, and they'll tell their friends. That's what you have to do. And I think the founder would take it. And I don't think he would consider it much, because it's pretty hard to say to Super Mario, a video game character that's been in everyone's life for over 30 years, to push him away to bring someone new. And there are many other faces of the companies in the world that also are having this problem, the aging problem. You have John Cena in WWE. You have Master Chief from Microsoft Xbox. We see many companies who are experiencing this problem because they got so caught up. Disney, they're interesting. Because Disney, and we all know Mickey Mouse, and Mickey Mouse has been around for decades. Hasn't just been around when I was a kid. And Mickey Mouse has dramatically changed every decade. And even though Disney really puts very strict copyright laws to keep Mickey into their arms, we see little by little Disney's moving away. We see Disney bringing out brand new characters, if it's characters from Frozen or characters like talking cars or talking animals. So Disney does give other characters a chance to bring a spotlight, and it brings, again, a young base for this decade, the 2K10 decade, into their arms. Nintendo needs to do the same thing. And they did that in the past. They had Zelda, and they had Kirby, and they had Pikachu that they got from the Pokemon brand. They need to do the same, and they need to do it now, and they need to do it fast. Believe me, I want them to go into the mobile market more than anyone. Believe me, but before they do that, they need to bring a brand new character. A character that will be able to speak to the audience, but also a character that can bring the consumer back and give them one heck of a reason why they should buy their console again. And I think with the downfall of Nintendo Wii U, their latest console sales at the end of July, we notice they have a very large problem, and Super Mario is not cutting it anymore. He's aging. He's getting old. I'm not saying get rid of Super Mario. Hey, his games are still selling, but his games are not bringing in the audience needed. Not bringing in the consumer needed to keep this company alive for another 10, 15 years and to be able to compete with its competitors. And its competitors is not Sony and Microsoft anymore. Nintendo's competitors is who? The mobile market. It's now Angry Birds, Flappy Bird, Tempo Run. These games, Candy Crush. Nintendo knew they had it all. They had Tetris. Now they're going against Candy Crush. They had Kirby. Now they got Flappy Bird. They had Super Mario. Now they're going against Tempo Run. They had all of these games on top of the world. Now look. They really need to sit down and say, we need to bring someone new and brand the heck out of it. Now, of course, it might be the worst idea, might be the best idea, but that's why you really have to sit down and really think about what you're doing, because what you're doing is you're rebranding, technically. You're saying Super Mario, pull aside, we have a new guy in town, even a new girl in town, here you go. Metroid, Kirby, Zelda, Pikachu, sit back and watch. We have a new character in town. And if you can bring a brand new character, and the game becomes a hit, but the only way you can play this game, the only way you can join the conversation with your friends and family members is if you purchase their system. And if you buy their systems, guess what happens? Their next system is going to be just as good, because the face of the company is going to move on and make more games and more games. And they're going to be making a ton of money. How one character changes the world. And while you're making money from Mario and Metroid and Pikachu, and I didn't even mention Sonic, my man, my boy, the runner of my dreams, that's all they need to do. If I was sitting at lunch with the founder of Nintendo, I would tell him, you need to create a new face and you need to do it soon. Because if you don't do it soon, the company is just going to be in a textbook that my children is going to read. And why should my children be reading about Nintendo gaming when they could still be playing it with a character that attributes the whole company, that gives the company the niche that the company is needed? Matthew Patrick, the host of The Game Theory on YouTube, is on my program next to speak about Nintendo's downfall and what they should do, and Comic-Con. Don't be left behind. I'll be right back.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
Tweeting is not a new trend. How about Tweet Yo Andrew on the air and off the air at Andrew Tweet Geo.
Sticking with a trend can be very hard, especially for your feet. You wear those Converse for all those years, and before you know it, your feet is bigger than the shoe itself. How about take care of your feet and get expert advice with our friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz, who owns a podiatry practice right here in the Brooklyn and Staten Island area. He treats foot and ankle deformities, sports and walking problems, diabetic feet, injuries and wounds, and many more. Don't be left behind. I want you to go and stop by my friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz if you're ever in the area, or give him a call at his Brooklyn location, 718-627-1212, or his Staten Island location, 718-720-4848. Don't wait. Your feet needs the care, and why not do it right now? And if you go right now, they might thank you for it.
It started 2 years ago. A college alumni in his parents' condo. With the mission to inform people. We remember.
is Mario Scipione. He is staff writer.
Thank you very much, Andrew. Always love being part of this.
September 2nd, 2014.
We're not a progressive group. We're not a conservative. We are an unbiased group. See, no, no, no. You guys, the audience. You are...
Tired tile? There is no excuse. So let's go to the Home Depot, where the latest tile trends all live under one roof. Medallions, metallics, stacked stone, and more. Like Marazzi Montagna wood look tile in three new colors, starting at just $239 a square foot. Let's get the latest looks without plastering our budget. Let's do this. With the latest tile, like Montagna wood look, starting at $239 a square foot. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Price may vary. U.S. only. See store for details.
Walgreens gets that you may be at the corner of starting school and finishing lists. Luckily, Walgreens is just around the corner to help finish your list. From pens and notebooks to facial tissues, disinfectant wipes, and vitamins. And with short lines and great parking, you can get in and out in no time. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Now with cards, 6-box Kleenex bundles are $4.99 and need 5-star notebooks or buy one, get one half off of equal or lesser value.
GEICO presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, hope you are well. And I am. Seems like all you do is promote GEICO's web and app abilities. And while I really enjoyed your last commercial where you talked about how I could take a photo of my VIN number and add it to my account all via my GEICO app, I've got to think it doesn't leave you much time for anything else. Do tell. Sincerely, Miranda Morgan. Well, Miranda, thank you for asking. And this GEICO spokespig does have time to do other things. For instance, I do a lot of...
VIN scanning to add a car. Just a tap away on the GEICO app.
Mondays are no good. Mondays make you use your alarm clock again and sit in a cubicle. But Tuesdays, Tuesdays are awesome. Why? Because that's when Wing Tuesdays happen at Buffalo Wild Wings. Every Tuesday, you can get specially priced wings, spun fresh in your choice of any of their over 20 sauces and seasonings. You want mild? They got mild. You want Asian zing? They got Asian zing. So when next Monday comes around, remind it how much better Tuesdays are. But I'm sure it already knows. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Now, for some of you who haven't realized it yet, the summer is coming to an end, and that means the pool is going to close, and the beautiful weather to exercise outside will disappear. I want to take out those boots yet. Please don't mention those boots. I don't want to hear it. Our friends at Lizzie Sansone Walk at Home is giving away a grand prize for those who want to take a walk in their living room for a change this month only. So I want you to be a part of it. I want my whole audience to be a part of this. I want you to take out your smartphones, tablets, anything you have with a camera and a Twitter account. Are you ready? Here it is. You take a picture of your walking shoes. Right? Sneakers, shoes, sandals, whatever you walk in. You take a picture of it. You tweet out the picture with, "These are my walking shoes, hashtag Leslie Walks." These are my walking shoes, hashtag Leslie Walks, with the picture that you took of your walking shoes. Then follow Leslie Sansone on Twitter, at Leslie Walks. I want everyone to be a part of this. I want you to enter to win a grand prize from Leslie Sansone Walk at Home. They've done great things, and I want you to be a part of it too. Don't be left behind. While you're listening to the program, get up and enter. Walkers are always welcome.
I'm Matt Pat, host of the YouTube show Game Theory, and you're listening to Yo Andrew News Talk Show.
And welcome back to the show. Really appreciate you all coming on. I see Nintendo, that, by the way, you know me, I'm a 90s child. It always hurts when one of your favorite things when you were a kid is suddenly on the downfall. Well, to many experts at least. I can't believe what I saw at the end of July. See Wii U's and the Nintendo handheld system starting to decline. And of course it gets everyone worried of what is the lifespan of Nintendo. And also what I've been noticing is Comic-Con. It's an event I've never been to, but I know they're coming to New York in, I believe, next month. So I know it's going to be a lot of fun. What I want to do is bring on my guest, and he'll be able to explain to me what Nintendo needs to do and maybe give me a little gist of what Comic-Con actually is and what actually might be wrong with it. He's the founder, creator, and host of the YouTube show Game Theory. The program is on YouTube. It's now reached over 2 million subscribers. You can go to www.youtube.com/MatthewPatrick13. It even hit over 179 million views, has a channel. You can follow him on Twitter at MattPatGT. That on Twitter, over 50,000 followers. It just keeps rising. It keeps growing. Matthew Patrick, host of Game Theory, on my phone line again. Matt, welcome to the program.
Glad to be back, Andrew.
Matt, really appreciate you coming on again. I want to begin with Nintendo, and it's so sad to see numbers declining, numbers meaning sales, and that's for their handheld system and their gaming console system, Nintendo Wii U. Do you believe these sales numbers are hurting Nintendo? And if they are, what does Nintendo have to do to get back on the right track, Matt?
Well, I'm with you, right? I'm also a 90s kid, and so anytime I grew up with the NES and the Super Nintendo. Super Nintendo is still to this day my favorite console. And so, yeah, when I see those numbers declining and when I see bad news about Nintendo, it hurts. It hurts my childhood. But yeah, do those numbers hurt? Absolutely. You know, no business person wants to see their sales numbers declining, especially when, quite honestly, they weren't doing that strongly to begin with. They're trailing in kind of the console wars at this point. PS4 and Wii U and Xbox One just kind of like surged past Nintendo in no time, whereas the Wii U's been kind of lingering on the back end. But what I would say is, really, Nintendo has, I think, probably two problems, and they're trying to figure their way through them. But I think the first one is they're relying a lot on what is the next gimmick, or how do we stay relevant in a market where you can play video games on your cell phone, or you can play video games straight off of your TV. You know, what does a console or a handheld do that these other platforms don't? And, you know, that is a strategy that seems to make sense. It worked tremendously well for them with the Wii, with motion controls. They found something that the public didn't realize that they wanted, but then all of a sudden it was there, and they're like, you know, sales went through the roof. But a tablet controller or a stereoscopic 3D handheld system, public not so enthusiastic about those technological traits, those kind of gimmicks to sell the system, and so they're not seeing those huge sales that they got with the Wii. So on one hand, you know, it's them trying to make lightning strike twice and figure out what is the next motion controls, and they took two big swings, and both of them were kind of misses. But then secondly, I think the problem is they don't know who their consumer is right now. They don't know who they should be targeting as their core sales demographic. Is it the people who grew up with Nintendo, the 90s kids like you and me? And there is some of that with, like, Zelda in the pipeline, Super Smash Brothers in the pipeline. That's kind of like the fan service. You know, we're getting older. Our priorities are changing. We have less time for gaming as we have jobs, two jobs, three jobs, you know, so we can't support Nintendo as much as we used to. But then, you know, does Nintendo go after the hardcore gaming market, which is so big right now, the college gamers who are buying the Xbox Ones and PS4s? Not necessarily, because that's never what Nintendo has really stood for or has really done. So that would be a huge brand departure for them. So what I'm seeing them do, and I think, you know, for as much as it kind of pains me to say it, but with E3 this year, I don't know if you saw the kind of Mario statuettes or figurines. Did you happen to see the news about those?
Oh, no, I didn't.
So basically what Nintendo is doing is their big push is they saw the success of Skylanders, which is kind of the Spyro the Dragon from the PS1 days.
It's those little toys, right?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. They're the little toys that you basically put on a little pedestal, and it gives you a new character in the game or a stat bonus or, like, little perks in-game. And, you know, this series, the Skylander series, has been super profitable and super popular for the younger generation of gamers, the tweenagers and under, actually. And so what I think Nintendo is doing is, you know, on one hand, they're kind of servicing the legacy fans with all the, you know, all the Hyrule Warriors and the Smash Brothers coming down the pipeline. But with this kind of rollout of these Mario figurines, I think they're starting to try and hone in on the Skylanders demographic and say, hey, you kids like this cute little dragon and these cute little fantasy characters. You're going to love Mario and Peach. And they're trying to basically indoctrinate the next generation of Nintendo fans in a way similar to what Disney does. Disney gets you in early, and you're a Disney fan for life. Nintendo, they got you and me and the rest of the 90s kids in early with the NES and the Super Nintendo, and, you know, we're still talking about them and playing their games to this day. They kind of missed during the PS1, PS2 era, so that's kind of where they're on this downtrend. But I think what they're trying to do is refocus on how do we get back to those 10-year-old gamers, you know, 9, 8-year-old gamers, get them to play Nintendo products, and then have them loyal to the Mario series, to the Zelda series, when they grow older and they're, you know, in their 20s, 30s.
When we say face of the company, and to all my audience who doesn't know what that means, that is someone or something that creates an image. It's the one that is the leader of a company. WWE, World Wrestling, John Cena. The federal government, Barack Obama. Nintendo, Super Mario. Super Mario, everything in Nintendo, he is there. If it's driving, if it's playing sports, if it's saving a princess, if it's hurting his brother, like you said in one of your videos, Matt, do you believe that Nintendo should start looking for a new face in the company? Should they push away Super Mario and bring on someone new? We see Xbox One, we got Master Chief. Should Nintendo bring on a brand new character? And by bringing on that new character, it'll create a new image and even a new audience that Nintendo might love to have, because it'll bring on a lot of new income.
I think it's a great idea. I think that similar to the way Mickey Mouse for Disney has, like, you don't see him really appearing in that many things anymore, but you still recognize him as the face of that company. I think that in a similar way, you could have Mario fill that role for Nintendo, but I agree. You know, Nintendo has really just, they're going back to the well of Mario, Samus, Zelda, Kid Icarus, you know, those guys just over and over and over again, that for us as gamers, yeah, we're excited to see them, but it starts to become difficult for us to pay $40, $50, $60 for every single appearance. And each time I see, you know, new Super Mario Brothers Wii U, newer Super Mario Brothers 3DS, I get less and less excited about it because I feel like I've already been there. And so, yes, it makes sense to keep him present and coming out with a game every once in a while, because that's what the fans want when a good idea strikes. But it really makes sense for Nintendo at this point to try out as many new IP as they can and see what sticks. That's one of the, and it's hard to do from a corporate perspective, because that means the investment of millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars. But that's kind of where Nintendo needs to be at this point, is just find what is sticking. And so on YouTube, it's great, speaking from the YouTube perspective, because it doesn't take much to necessarily produce a video, or, you know, you get immediate feedback from your fans, you're able to take the information that you get from a given video and change and iterate on it and figure out, okay, what worked about that video, what didn't. Listen to the fans and adjust to meet their expectations. And so when I was creating game theory, that's what I was doing. I was constantly looking at the data and the fan feedback and stuff and seeing, what do they want? How can I make this better for them as a viewer? And in a similar way, Nintendo could really benefit from just talking with the fans, both young gamers who have never heard of Nintendo and old gamers who were born and raised with Nintendo, and figure out what are these people playing, what are they looking for, and what can we as a company do to give them that new big IP that everyone's going to have to play. You brought up Master Chief. Master Chief is starting to show his age, too. You know, he's not being pumped out every year, which I think helps sustain his longevity. But you're starting to see the Master Chiefs, the Assassin's Creeds, those are starting to lose a little momentum because they are starting to get a little bit oversaturated in the market.
I want to pitch to you the Nintendo smartphone. And before we jump into it and we start criticizing it, hear me out. I feel the Nintendo smartphone could have everything the iPhone has and everything the Galaxy has, and I choose those two because they're the most popular right now in both markets, international and here locally in the United States. I feel Nintendo can create a smartphone that attributes both the iPhone and the Galaxy. They could bring Facebook and Twitter and Angry Birds, but they can also bring their own market. They can create games for a much lower price. They can introduce new games, create a new face to the Nintendo company, to the franchise. I feel by bringing all their markets together, I think this could be a good idea. The question I want to ask you, Matt, is if Nintendo decides to enter the mobile market, if it's creating a smartphone or entering a deal with the App Store, Apple, or the Play Store, Android, Google, will it be too late?
I think the idea of a Nintendo smartphone isn't necessarily a bad one. But what I do think is that Nintendo would have to be fighting against its brand as a game company and as an entertainment company for children, right? So when I think of what do I think of as a trusted cell phone brand, I'm not sure I would be able to think of Nintendo as that brand. Sony, you know, or even Microsoft, they started off as tech companies, entertainment console companies, TVs, whatever, computer companies that moved into the gaming market and found success there. So for them, doing a smartphone is less of a leap, right? But for so many years, Nintendo has been associated with the Marios, the Zeldas, like children's games, that I think that even if they were to come out with the best smartphone ever, with all the features that you could possibly want in a phone that has amazing calls, amazing camera, but also plays all these incredible games from your childhood, I think that they would ultimately be hampered by their history as a gaming company. But that being said, that's from the technological perspective of let's release a platform that is a cell phone. But what I will say is I think your inclination of moving into the mobile direction for Nintendo makes a lot of sense. Why can I not play Mario on my cell phone? Why can I not play Zelda on my cell phone? It's funny. They are so happy to rehash and reboot and re-release all their classic games on all the digital distribution mechanisms like the Wii Store, the Virtual Console, and things like that, trying to get a boost of revenue dollars by just kind of capitalizing off that nostalgia or people that didn't get to play all their classic games the first time around. That's great. That's a business model that works. You have all these great games and IP in your catalog. Why not use them and squeeze every last dollar out of them? That makes sense. But to avoid the mobile market as much as they have and not make those games available on your smartphone, that's just a huge missed opportunity to me. Why would I be playing Angry Birds when I could be playing, you know, the original Super Mario? Why would I be playing Temple Run when I could be playing the original Legend of Zelda? Those games are perfect for these consoles that we have in our back pockets.
Matthew Patrick, he is the founder, the creator, the host of Game Theory on YouTube, www.youtube.com/MatthewPatrick13. The guy hits over 2 million subscribers. Everyone's talking about him. They want him on their radio show. Matt, thanks for coming on. Hope to speak to you soon, okay?
Yeah, absolutely. My pleasure.
Have a good one, Matt.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-9687.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or Facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us on and off the air with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com.
Today is the day you switch to Rite Aid for one simple reason, Wellness Plus, the card that gives you credits you can use like cash, plus discounts that only members get, plus 20% off almost the entire store, plus that's for a whole year, plus rewards that start today and pile on every time you shop. So if you're tired of missing out on all the pluses only Rite Aid delivers, visit RiteAidWellness.com to sign up and learn more today about Wellness Plus. Rite Aid, with us, it's personal.
Tired tile? There is no excuse. So let's go to the Home Depot where the latest tile trends all live under one roof. Medallions, metallics, stacked stone, and more. Like Marazzi Montagna wood look tile in 3 new colors, starting at just $239 a square foot. Let's get the latest looks without plastering our budget. Let's do this. With the latest tile, like Montagna wood look, starting at $239 a square foot. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Price may vary. U.S. only. See store for details.
Mondays are no good. Mondays make you use your alarm clock again and sit in a cubicle. But Tuesdays, Tuesdays are awesome. Why? Because that's when Wing Tuesdays happen at Buffalo Wild Wings. Every Tuesday, you can get specially priced wings, spun fresh in your choice of any of their over 20 sauces and seasonings. You want mild? They got mild. You want Asian zing? They got Asian zing. So when next Monday comes around, remind it how much better Tuesdays are. But I'm sure it already knows. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Progressive presents Flo's newest smash hit. The Name Your Price tool gives you lots of coverage options.
The Name Your Price tool. You give us a budget and we'll show you a range of coverage options. But we can't go over all the dessert options. Your server will be back in just a second and he'll explain.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all nostalgic minds in the world. Well, let me speak a little English for you. Who's a 90s child? Well, I am. And like I always say on this program, the best 10 years of my life. People criticize me, how do you remember? Well, that's the best part of it. Remembering is key. But I want to remind you that there is a place where you can remember all of the memories, even if you don't. And that's Facebook.com/a90s child. It's a Facebook like page dedicated to a fan base and children of the 90s and 90s only, even though everyone's invited. They post pictures of toys, games, television shows, and much more on what you grew up on. Now, what's great about a 90s child is you don't have to be a Facebook user. You just go on the like page, facebook.com/a90s child, and you can scroll every day up and down to see new content. You can view on your mobile, you can view on your tablet, computer, anywhere you go, anywhere you like. The only thing you need is internet and a device to view it on, computer, tablet, all that great stuff. Make sure to keep track for giveaways and their weekly podcast starting very soon. So if you know someone, or if you love the 90s, show them a 90s child Facebook like page. the only 90s page of its kind.
Many ask what it is. Many ask, where is a cure? Sadly, it's not easy. Endometriosis is a non-fatal cancer-like disease affecting 176 million women around the world that need your help. That's why Knockout Endo, an organization seeking nonprofit status, is continuing to fundraise and raise awareness for women with endometriosis. Check out our website, www.knockoutendo.com, to learn what we're doing to defeat this disease every day. Being informed will help you understand why donating is so important. You can help by purchasing items from our website or funding more commercials like these. Don't sit down, but get up to knock out endometriosis.
He always wanted to be a Rush Hour Renegade.
Hello, San Francisco. We're the Rush Hour Renegades. I'm Joey Gladstone. This is my partner, Jesse Katsopoulos. Say hi, Jess.
24 years later, he settles for Yo Andrew.
Rush Hour Renegades! Come on at ya!
So we do thank Matthew Patrick for coming back on the program. And I have to say, I'll say it once and I'll say it again, he has done such great things for the gaming world on YouTube. He just makes sense out of everything he says. And the research he conducts every week on his YouTube program is truly amazing. And we wish him the best of luck in the next several weeks on more theories and more episodes he produces, and we'll see him, the first guest booked for my 100th show, October 7th, 2014, save the date. It's sad that I didn't get into Comic-Con, and by the way, I'm taking your tweets and your Facebook post, twitter.com/AndrewTweetGeo, follow me, facebook.com/YoAndrewNTS, and you can email me on Nintendo. What do you think Nintendo should do? It's very simple. YoAndrew@YoAndrewNTS.com. Taking your emails and tweets and Facebook on that. I'll communicate with you through the social networks if I have to. I didn't get into Comic-Con, and we got so caught up in the Nintendo conversation, and I really can't blame ourselves. It really is an interesting conversation. It's always interesting. It's always interesting to sit down and have a conversation on how to fix something. I guess I kind of take what I look at in politics and throw it into the gaming world and try to make one big bowl of things. That's what I try to do. If the economy falls and collapses tomorrow, what are you going to have a conversation about? What should the president do? What should Congress do? And the same goes for Nintendo. If Nintendo falls, what should they do? So it's kind of a great conversation. Comic-Con, though, I didn't get into it. Okay. We got that planned. And I've never been to Comic-Con. I know they have the big, big one in San Diego I heard great things about. But I never went into the one in New York. That would be an awesome program. Go to Comic-Con, interview some people. I know 2 years ago, I tried to be one of the press guys, but it was so much paperwork, it just, over my head. I should go on their website. Let's do that together. How do I get, because I remember it's a lot of forms and a lot of paperwork, but now that we have stations that we're behind, because 2 years ago we were independent, so when it came to having the media outlet there, and it was kind of hard. Okay. What is Comic-Con anyway? Some of you are looking at me like I have three heads. What the heck is Comic-Con before we go into this research together? Comic-Con is this festival where hundreds of people, fans of comics and video games and sci-fi and all these different things all come together. It's this big festival, if you would say. Come together, and it's just truly amazing. where you'll see people dressed up in costumes and people playing games. And you even see sneak peeks of movies and sneak peeks of projects being created. Super huge. You can't miss it. I mean, it really is the biggest and the most exciting place on Earth. And you got hundreds of guest stars there. In New York, it's from October 10th to the 17th. No, that was last year. Let's see if I can get this year going. Because I would love to. That's what I should do. I should contact them. I should be like, how do I get in there? Imagine working for Comic-Con. That's got to be fun. That'd be pretty awesome if you ask me. Yeah, October 9th to the 12th. It's going to be at the Java Center, and it's Comic-Con. Okay, and it looks like we have a much better look on what Comic-Con is. Here it is. Comic-Con is, well, the East Coast's biggest and most exciting popular culture convention. So it's not a festival, like I said, it's a convention. And it's show floor players, host to the latest and greatest in comics, graphic novels, anime, manga, video games, toys, movies, and television. Our panels and autograph sessions give fans a chance to interact with their favorite creators. Our screening rooms feature sneak peeks at films and television show months before they hit either big or small screens. And with dedicated professional hours, New York Comic Con is a marketplace bringing together the major players in the entertainment industry. So that's Comic Con. It's a huge convention where you got collectors and gamers and authors and just absolute comic fanatics just come together for one big convention. We be able to interact, share your ideas. Kind of what we do on this show, but we're not going to a very huge warehouse, though. We're here, and we're not dressed up as Batman. But I heard so many great things about Comic-Con. I how exciting it is. I would love to meet some people. Because, again, some of these people know a lot more than I do when it comes to comics. I don't hate the comic movies, the Marvel and the DC. Many people think I do. I just don't have an understanding of it. And I choose not to watch it, and I choose not to. I just don't have an interest in it. It's like Rush Limbaugh. I have no hate against the guy. I just have no interest in his show. I'm not going to bash Comic-Con. I'm not going to bash Spider-Man or Batman. I like Spider-Man. I watch the movie, and that's it. I watch Harry Potter, and that's it. But I have no interest. And you want to see the new Ninja Turtles movie? And we'll talk about that in the next hour. Do you want to see it? Probably not. Even though I am a huge fan of the Ninja Turtles movie, you know, the 90s version, the first movie came out in 1990... Oh, great movie. I watched that movie on tape. I watched that movie on DVD. I watched that movie on my iPad. I can't get enough of it. I liked the comedy. I liked how there was no stereotypical body figures at the time. So I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the Ninja Turtles movie. But there are many movies I choose not to see. Sometimes I have two of my different friends. They come together. Like, Andrew, you sure you don't want to come? No, I don't. You know, you have the Planet of the Apes and the Superman, the Batman. I just have no interest. But when it comes to this type of festival, I would love to go. Because I feel I don't have an interest in it. But, hey, if there's a place where I can learn, I can be able to meet different people, that's something I wouldn't mind doing. Going to a movie and having completely no understanding of it and hopefully smiling and nodding your head and cheering and clapping and think you know it, that's kind of embarrassing and a waste of my time. But to go to a place where I can learn, I can be informed by the many different projects, see a very interesting place that's developed in the past several decades, I wouldn't mind that. And to be someone who is in the press, who could be able to do some interviews, take some photo shots, post on the website, make a whole two-hour show from Comic-Con, bring a recorder, do a 15-minute conversation, boom, there it is. I love it. I love the idea. I love the idea. I love what goes on into it. I think it's a great idea. And I remember we tried to do it 2 years ago, and that's when we were first developing. and it never happened. I think there's still time. Okay, so let's do that now. Really quickly, let's see how we can try to be the press. Here it is. We got press registration. So let's see if I'm too late. All right, let's do this. I know you have to get the press badge and all that, but I need a deadline. New York Comic Con welcomes the press around the world. All right. I know, you can't do this, can't do that. I'll read all that later. All right. Online press registration will close at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time on August 15th. Today is August 12th. All right, so there you go. We have about 2 days to do this. Oh, that's going to be tight. Okay, if your submission is received between these two dates, July 12th to August 15th, you will hear back by this date, August 28th. That's perfect. Because right around then, we'll be at our two-year show, and we can make the big, huge announcement. All right, that's perfect. So right after the program ends, I will officially put in my application to go to Comic-Con. That would be a blast. Remember, if I'm the press, and I am the press, I have the right to a lot of great things. So, all right. So if I get in, now answer every question. All right, so I'm a radio host, and that would be great. All right, perfect. Hey, I mean, like, if I don't get in, that's fine. Probably I'm the last-minute guy. So that probably makes a lot of sense. Probably the odds of getting in are very oddless. But at least I can say I tried. So now I know I have to do the application. I'm probably going to have to fax it. All right. You know, I actually have a lot of time. This is one of my good weeks. So there you go. I promise you guys, I will do it. I'll post it on all my networks that I am trying to get to Comic-Con. We have the deadline to August 15th. Next hour, May Abudaki, movie critic at The Examiner. She'll be giving us her top three and worst three movies of summer 2014 so far. We're going to be speaking with her. We love having her on the show. And we're glad that she can join us again. And also in that hour, you wouldn't believe it, Ninja Turtles be Guardians of the Galaxy. I don't believe it.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or Facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.